hundreds of Arkansans continue to come down with COVID-19 on a daily basis. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us, that's what one local family wants people to remember as they recover from the virus.
It really caught us all off guard.
That's Heather Holloway, and currently she and three members of her family are in isolation because they've all contracted COVID-19.
My husband he lives separately, and he had come by the house and just seemed different than he had earlier in the day. And it seems strange that in just a few hours, I'd seen such a change in his like skin tone. He just seemed kind of cranky and like just not himself. And I kind of suggested like, maybe something's off. Are you feeling okay? He said, yeah, I'm just tired from work. It's no big deal.
But Holloway says when she woke up the next morning, she felt a lot like her husband.
I pulled a couple of friends, and one of them that I trust just so much, who was very, very sweet, very helpful, but who said, hey, it's probably time to go get tested if you're not feeling good.
Deciding to get tested for COVID-19 came easy, but Holloway says actually getting the test was a bit trickier.
Where we could get tested on a Saturday, who would take our insurance, if that was something we were gonna have to pay for. And my husband's test, he had already tested earlier in the summer and had no problems with that at the health department. But since that testing facility wasn't open, we weren't really sure where to go.
Eventually, the family went to a clinic with rapid testing, so they got their results back in less than an hour.
It was no time to wait, which was really great, but it was really bad news, which was positive. So we were really shocked. We really kind of thought we had done all of this properly. We thought we had taken all the precautions we needed to, and we've been just like everybody else, kind of on lockdown since the spring.
But Holloway says they had been easing back into some activities that involve going out into the world.
I'd ridden scooters. I'd sat on patios. I haven't eaten inside a restaurant. My comfortability level still isn't quite there. So we thought we'd done all this kind of right.
Holloway's 13-year-old daughter has also been learning virtually this school year, while her 22-year-old stepson graduated from Hendricks College in the spring and had decided to hold off on going to grad school this fall.
You know, when you've got students that hang out with other students, even though we did virtual, you know, my daughter still hung out with kids who are going to school face-to-face. My son, even though he's not in school this semester, he's still hanging out with students as well.
But she adds, they did those types of activities outside and while wearing masks. So it's not clear how her family became infected.
It's really scary. I think that it's passing a little more easily than we even took into consideration. And I felt like I was being an absolute fanatic about this.
Luckily, Holloway says they're all experiencing mild symptoms, although the brain fog is unlike anything she'd ever experienced before.
It's not like you walk in the other room and you forget what you came for. It's like you walk in the other room and you forget like who you are for just a minute. It's really wild. It's been a really strange experience with that. The headache was a telltale sign for us. Fatigue has been just worse than it's ever been.
Holloway's daughter, Marty, has also been experiencing some breathing difficulties, which she describes this way.
So we have a 16-pound cat, and she sits right where my lungs are, and so it basically feels like that all the time.
Marty says finding out about the diagnosis was scary at first because her mom has a condition they thought might put her at higher risk for developing complications.
It's scary just because the corona just like attacks your lungs and everything. It's already a very vulnerable part of all of us, but especially for my mom. And I just had no idea what was to come for us. But we found out, we talked to a doctor, and we're okay, and we're fine now.
The family will be isolating through this weekend. Marty and her mom say that's been an unusual experience in and of itself, but at least they have each other for company.
At least for me, I sort of have a social limit with some people. And so when I'm in a house with certain people for a long amount of time, we sort of get on each other's nerves, but it's okay. just how it is. But
I think we've done a really, really good job of, just cohabitating has been interesting and fun, but it's definitely been, we're trying to make the best of it. We're watching a lot of movies. We're mm-hmm. eating a lot of really good food. We had dinner delivered last night from Missouri. Somebody drove to Missouri to pick us up Fazoli's. And so, you know, there's some definite perks to having really good friends and family that take really good care of us.
And since they were already limiting their interactions with others, Holloway says that made contacting people who they may have exposed to the virus a lot easier.
We really, we struggled to make a very long list, but those disclosures all went really well and really easily. We kind of joked that it, you know, it felt kind of gross and it felt kind of scary to do it. At the same time, once you made the disclosure, it was totally fine.
Holloway says she wants her family's experience to be a reminder to others that COVID-19 is still spreading in the community.
You know, even masking and going in public some and doing those limited activities and going to school, I really think is almost too big of a risk right now. And I hate to say that. As someone who took the risk and failed or didn't have the desired outcome, I really think that it's hit Arkansas to the level that we were afraid that it was going to.
And she adds, people are still dying.
I have a good friend that passed from this earlier this week, and she was only 4 years older than me.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.